hour two of Weekly Reverse Beat Show, and where we bring to you my regular guests, and we welcome back to the show Greg Albrecht. Greg, how are you, sir?
Good, thanks.
Good. How's that houseboat of yours treating you?
Cold.
Cold? Is it cold, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Yeah, well, the river land gets very cold up there, doesn't it?
Yeah,
okay. All right. I'm trying to find what I did with your reversals. I saved them in the DJO reversals file. Maybe I put them in the archives file. What's your folder called? Do you remember?
MLK.
Ah, MLK. Right. Then MLK's anti-Vietnam speech, right?
That's it.
I've got them all. Okay, so before we look at these reversals, what have you been up to, Greg? Tell the listeners what's going on in your life.
Basically doing relief teaching now. Temporary relief teaching. I was a primary school teacher yesterday. That was entertaining.
Little blockers. Yeah, shrunk.
Yeah, it's like a science fiction movie.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, they just need slanty eyes and they've ETs there, mate. And slightly larger heads. And how's your book going, by the way?
Yeah, I've just got to get the I'm going to do the redress the introduction. You know what you do when you write something, you leave it for a period of time and go back to it.
Yep.
So
yep.
That won't be far away.
Yeah, I spoke to my book editor, by the way, and she can do your book as soon as she's finished mine. So,
excellent.
Yep. So, So she's all ready for you. So there we go. Well, how many words has your book got now?
Oh God, it's pretty big. Might have to cut it back a bit.
Yeah. Well, I got a Sunny Metaphor coming out next month. That's 150,000 words, and that's actually 622 pages, so in book format. So that's going to be quite a large book. It'll be the largest book I've ever released. So I'm looking forward to that coming out. So yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
The
so
in
what
the folder? There's a folder in the folder with that Chris Christopherson song.
What, they killed him?
Yeah.
Oh well, shall we start off with that? Which Christopherson song is this? You want me to play the whole song, do you? You want me to play the whole song, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. So here we go.
Was a man named Mahatma Gandhi, would not bow down and would not fight. Knew the deal was down and dirty. Nothing wrong could make it right away. But he knew his duty and the price he had to pay. Just another holy man who tried to make a stand. My God, they killed him. Another man from Atlanta, Georgia, name of Martin Luther King, shook the land like rolling thunder, made the bells of freedom ring today, with a dream of beauty that they could not burn away. Just another holy man who dared to be a friend. My God, they killed him. Thank you. it ain't Bob Dylan, but there we go. The only son of God Almighty, the Holy One called Jesus Christ, healed the lame and fed the hungry, for his love they took his life away. On the road to glory, where the story never ends, just the Holy Son of Man will never understand. My God, they killed him. Sing about Mahatma Gandhi, sing of Martin Luther King, sing of Jesus Christ Almighty and the brothers Kennedy. On the road to glory, where the story never ends.
Thank you.
Very moving song, isn't it?
Powerful.
Yes.
Covers everything.
It does.
Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and the Kennedy brothers.
Yep. Yes. And of course, Jesus. Why is it that we always kill the prophets, eh? Why do we do that?
Crazy. John Lennon to that too.
Well, yeah, you can. Yeah, absolutely. Saw a show on TV yesterday, but they brought out a new Rolls Royce, and they were showing some of the classic Rolls Royces, and there was John Lennon's all painted out in psychedelic colours.
Yeah, pretty cool.
All right, so what are these reverses you got for us tonight, Greg? This afternoon.
You had a listen to them, or just going to do it?
No, I haven't. We're just going to go for it.
Oh, yeah. Try it out.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's this first one with She-Wolf? What's this? Tell me this.
Act number with She-Wolf.
Act number with She-Wolf.
Yeah, that appears on many persons have questioned me about the wisdom of the path. Why you're speaking about the war, Dr. King? Why you're joining the voices of dissent? So
this Martin Luther King, right?
Yeah. So I'd assume that he's She-Wolf being a very powerful metaphor, he's saying that that's where it's at.
All right. Okay. So here's the vote. Okay.
The person who has taken a stand against the best in our tradition. Many persons have questioned me about the wisdom of my path. Why are you speaking about the war, Dr. King? Why are you joining the voices of dissent? Peace and civil rights don't mix, they say. And so this morning I speak to you.
Okay, so this is act number with She-Wolf.
Act number with She-Wolf, my beam to surf, passing the surf in.
Oh, hang on, that's a whole reversal, isn't it? Right. Hang on. Act number with She-Wolf. Yep, got it. Do it again. Oh, yeah, well, wow. Well, that's a very powerful metaphor. He was a very powerful man, wasn't he?
How would you interpret that?
He's enacting his will to change. I mean, She-Wolf manifests change as reality. And he did.
Okay.
He look what he did for the blacks in America. I mean, you know, he changed everything, didn't he? He did.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. The fact that he's got that metaphor is not surprising. Very, very powerful man. Yeah.
Mm.
And I see what's happened here. These are all in alphabetical order. Okay, so the next one is, and the Nazi was their dog. So what's this one? Shall I just play it forwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And don't let anybody make you think that God chose America as his divine messianic force to be a sort of policeman of the whole world. God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment, and it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you're too arrogant. Now, it isn't easy to stand up for truth and for justice. Sometimes it means...
And this is, and the Nazi was their dog. Got it right there. Was their dog. Oh, yeah. Well, that doesn't speak highly of America, does it? He's insulting America backwards. Being Nazis, that's their dog, and the Nazi was their dog. Yep, nice and clear, all right. And the next one is, and then their life. So let's just run it forwards. Here's the forwards.
The meets the real enemy. They see the children degraded by our soldiers as they beg for food. We have destroyed their two most cherished institutions, the family and the village. We have destroyed their land and their crops. This is the role our nation has taken, the role of those who make peaceful revolutions impossible by refusing to give up the privileges and the pleasures that comes from the immense profits.
This is, and then their life.
We have destroyed their land and their crops.
Oh, yeah, and then their life. Do it again. Yeah, there it is. Got it. And you're at slow speed, right?
Their land and their
crops. Ah, that's a good one. Well, of course, because what Martin Luther King was advocating would change everyone's life. I mean, you know, he wasn't saying put up school crossings for your children, was he?
I think it means that they destroy the crops and the land and also their life. So they start killing people too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Mm. All right, here's one that says, and they were awful. Here's the forwards.
No meaningful solution until some attempt is made to know these people and hear their broken cries. And who are we supporting in Vietnam today? It's a man by the name of General Key, who fought with the French against his own people. And who said on one occasion that the greatest hero of his life is Hitler. This is who we are supporting in Vietnam today.
Wow, that's a pretty heavy statement. And they were awful men.
Stiffly awful. Who fought with the... Stiffly awful.
Oh, and they were awful. I'm sorry. And they were awful. I'm sorry. I thought it said they were awful men. Sorry. And they were awful.
Who fought with the French. They were awful.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Who fought with the French. They were awful.
That's surprising. They had to kill him. Hey.
Yeah, basically what he's talking about is the atrocities that were committed by the French.
Right. Against
Vietnamese people. Yeah. Pretty bad,
all right.
Sort of stuff that
happened. Okay, and this next verse is, by the womb they rape. And here's the forward.
Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, Men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war. Nor does the human spirit move without great difficulty. Against all the apathy of conformist thought within one's own bosom, there has never been such a monumental dissent during a war by the American people. Polls reveal...
Wow. By the womb they rape. This is just interesting forwards without reversals. By the womb they rape.
By the womb there is no...
Oh, yeah, got it right there.
Even when pressed by the demand...
Here we go.
By the womb there is...
Oh, yeah.
By the womb there is...
Eh?
Yeah. That specifically appears where it says spirit move without.
Really really? Wow.
It
okay.
reminds me a little bit of... sorry.
No, I say I was just going to play the forward section. So here's the forward.
Spirit move without...
And backwards.
By the womb there is...
Yep. Wow.
That reminds me of an Aboriginal belief where spirit children choose their parents. And so it's really sarcastic. So even before life is born, they... it's really sarcastic, really spirit. It's a really sarcastic spiritual thing. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. And now we've got dogs with the moniker. Huh. You got it spelled M-O-N-I-K-A. All right. So here's the forwards.
And there can be no great disappointment where there is no great love. I'm disappointed with our failure to deal positively and forthrightly with the triple evils of racism, economic exploitation, and militarism. We are presently moving down a dead-end road that can lead to national disaster. America has strayed to the far country of racism and militarism. All men are made in the image of God. All men are brothers.
And dogs with the moniker. What do you think that means, dogs with the moniker? I don't know what that means.
Oh, you know, the image of a Nazi with just one of those little eyeglasses.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, yeah, okay.
Reminds me of Hogan's Heroes.
All right, okay, fair enough. All right. And here's one that says, had full spirits, F-O-O-L. So here's the forwards.
To spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death. And it is a sad fact that because of comfort complacency, a morbid fear of communism, our proneness to adjust to injustice, the Western nations that...
had full spirits.
Spiritual death.
Oh, that's the forwards.
Had full spirits.
Because you got a full, it could be F-U-L-L. Let's listen again.
Had full spirits.
Well, you got it as F-O-O-L. I reckon it's F-U-L-L.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll let the listeners decide. Here's the forward.
Spiritual death.
And had... Is it F-O-O-L or F-U-L-L? I'll let you decide, listeners.
Had full spirits.
Here it is again, the reversal.
Had full spirits.
Interesting. Yeah, okay, all right. When did you find these reverses, Greg?
Oh, going back about a year ago. Had full spirits, spiritual death. I mean, if it's F-O-O-L, it continues a sarcastic...
yeah, that's true. Anyway. Interesting discussion. Right, next one. He bowed to sinner. I think we've got just enough time before the break to fit one more reversal in.
And the reading of history. Now, of course, one of the difficulties in speaking out today grows out of the fact that there are those who are seeking to equate dissent with disloyalty. And it's a dark day in our nation when high-level authorities will seek to use every method to silence dissent. Something is happening and people are not going to be silenced. The truth must be told. And I say that those who are seeking to make it appear that anyone who opposes the war in Vietnam is a fool or a traitor or an enemy of ours.
Wow, gee whiz, no wonder they killed him.
He mentions fool again. Fool.
He bowed to sinner. He bowed to sin. Where's sinner?
He bowed to sin.
Yeah, well, there we go. I know he's talking about Johnson, probably. Who was president then? Nixon? Johnson? Johnson. Yeah.
I'm not too sure. I reckon it was...
Johnson?
I reckon it was Nixon. Johnson.
Anyway. All right, we'll have to go to a break, folks. We'll be back right after this for our final segment of this week's DJO show.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back for a final segment of this week's DJO show. So we How's those doggies of yours going, Greg? You've got two little doggies, don't you? Tell the listeners about your dogs. I told the listeners about my cat. So you got to tell your listeners
about
your dogs.
Yeah, no, they're under the desk.
Yeah, oh, are they?
They're okay. Yeah.
They've been very quiet, huh?
They've been quiet so far, thank God. Not barking.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard them bark. Yeah. When they're here, they seem to bark when I'm doing trances. It's very annoying. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Next one, Hail Shiva. Oh, wow. Okay, here's the thoughts.
It's a man by the name of General Key who fought with the French against his own people and who said on one occasion that the greatest hero of his life is Hitler. This is who we are supporting in Vietnam today. Oh, our government and the press generally won't tell us these things, but God told me to tell you this morning. The truth must be told.
Hail Shiva.
It's the glory of his life.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that's very clear, that one.
That's one of the pronunciations. You can say Shiva or Siva. Actually, Siva is probably more accurate from a Hindu point of view, because a lot of people criticize the Shiva, Siva. So, it's probably more pure than Shiva. So that's interesting, because I'm finding a lot of association of Siva or Shiva with Nazi stuff. And, you can have, you can have three. I mean, if you take out the spiritual part of it, you know, Shiva can be, not really, but if you're creator, destroyer, or outsider. That's how I found it, outsider. I must play one to you one day. I found on someone talking about Diana. And, the reversal was related to Diana, where it's fate of Shiva.
Interesting.
And yeah, you can't say that God is God's in control of fate. So I mean, he wouldn't be God. And in Hindu literature, Shiva is depicted as an outsider. So, and Diana was an outsider in the, in the whole business.
For those who don't know what you mean by outsider, do you want to explain what you mean by that?
Somebody who's an outsider. Found another one on Aboriginal fringe dwellers outside of, outside of a town. An outsider. Somebody's outside of the system.
Okay.
So,
This next says, I'm serious, who sold to Peter?
You joining the voices of dissent. Peace and civil rights don't mix, they say. And so this morning I speak to you on this issue because I'm determined to take the gospel seriously. There is at the outset a very obvious and almost facile connection between the war in Vietnam and the struggle I and others have been waging in America.
This is, I'm serious, who sold to Peter.
To take the gospel seriously.
Okay, that's the forwards and backwards. I'm serious, who sold to Peter.
I'm serious, who sold to Peter.
Huh, what do you think that means?
Peter denied Christ, didn't he, when the cock crowed. So he's just having a sarcastic dig at Christians who went along with the war, I guess.
They deny Christ. They deny Christ. Oh, wow. Gee whiz, interesting. Wow.
On that one, can I just refresh your memory of that
pathetic comment that I saw on, you know, when you get a thing on YouTube and people make comments.
Some idiot
by the name of Andrew John wrote, MLK is just another Christ rejected, rejecting sinner burning in hell as we speak.
Oh, my God.
He'd obviously come in that category.
Ignorant.
You could probably include a lot of the prosperity gospel preachers too. Fucking up the system.
Yep. All right, next one says, it beats madness. Here's the forwards.
Sometimes it means being frustrated. When you tell the truth and take a stand. Sometimes it means losing a job. It means being abused and scorned. It may mean having a 7-8-year-old child asking your daddy, why do you have to go to jail?
It beats madness.
In this madness.
Oh, I thought in this madness.
In this madness.
Okay.
In this madness.
No, it's not in this madness either. Huh.
Yeah.
In this madness.
In this madness. I'm sorry, Greg, I don't mean to correct you on air.
This madness. This madness.
With this madness.
This madness.
With this madness, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Here we go. Yeah.
This madness.
Yeah.
This madness.
Yeah, well, that just confirms the forwards, really, doesn't it?
So. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Then you got one word, Moloch. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's on the Washington.
Washington is Moloch backwards. Yeah. Oh, that sounds demonic.
Taken with guilt and minds distorted with irrationality. It is time for all people of conscience to call upon America to come back home. Come home, America. I call on Washington today. I call on every man and woman of goodwill all over America today. I call on the young men of America who must make a choice today to take a stand on this issue.
And Moloch. What does Moloch mean? Here we go. Oh, yeah, there's Moloch. Yeah, whatever it means. So, what have you got it again? Well, what's Moloch mean?
Moloch was an ancient Canaanite god associated with the horrific and brutal practice of child sacrifice, where parents offered their children to the deity to be born alive. It's really interesting. So in the context of his anti-war speech, I believe he's referring to the practice of sacrificing young men in Vietnam. It's also interesting that a beatnik poet, Allen Ginsberg, uses Moloch as a metaphor for American capitalism in the 1955 poem called Howl. He starts off, Moloch, solitude, filth, ugliness. Moloch, nightmare of Moloch. Moloch, the loveless. Mental Moloch. What? Moloch, the heavy judger of men. That's quoting from his poem.
Wow.
Yeah, it's full on. Yeah.
Wow. All right. All right, now we've got a reversal that says Nazi guilty. So here's the forwards.
Reading of history. Now, of course, one of the difficulties in speaking out today grows out of the fact that there are those who are seeking to equate dissent with disloyalty. And it's a dark day in our nation. when high-level authorities will seek to use every method to silence dissent.
And Nazi guilty. That's not Nazi guilty.
Oh, it might come after that.
Okay, let's keep on going. Oh, there it is, right there. Well, he's talking about the powers in Washington by Nazi guilty, isn't he?
Yeah,
and here we have it again.
Equate dissent.
Huh, equate dissent is Nazi guilty. Interesting. Yeah. All this, of course, is in your book, isn't it, Greg?
Yeah.
Yes. Good. Right. Looking forward to that coming out. Okay, all right. So, Nazi guilty. And then we've got Now Pork, The Big Storm. Oh, yeah. Now Pork, The Big Storm. What on earth does that mean? All right, so here's the forwards.
Words is beyond doubt. But the mission to which they call us is the most difficult one. Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war. Nor does the human spirit move without great difficulty. Against all the...
And it says, Now Pork, The Pig Storm.
No, good.
What do you think that means? Now Pork, The Pig Storm.
Oh, there's two ways of looking at it, I think. Pig Storm, you know, Nazi stormtroopers. It could be a sarcastic swipe at powers of B. Or you could have Now Pork, could be a future tense reversal where he's... realising that he's putting himself in danger. You know, pork being dead meat.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, let's play the reversal again. Oh, well, okay, all right. Okay, there we go. You get it all on the Reverse Speech Show first. Tune in for all the latest. Oh, here's a Lucifer, outside that Lucifer Nazi. Okay, here's the forwards.
Stop saying to America, you're too arrogant. Now, it isn't easy to stand up for truth and for justice. Sometimes it means being frustrated. When you tell the truth and take a stand, some...
And outside that Lucifer Nazi. Oh, there it is. Certainly Lucifer Nazi is clear. Yeah, I don't know about outside that. I don't know what the beginning is. Let's run it again. Yeah, don't know about the outside that. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Pretty quick.
All right, poor people, look, their army. Here we go. What's this game? You got the whole lot backwards here. You got the whole lot backwards. Okay, let's play it backwards. Here we go.
Against all the apathy of conformist thought within one's own bosom, there has never been such a monumental descent during a war by the American people. polls reveal that almost 15 million Americans explicitly oppose the war in Vietnam. Additional millions cannot bring themselves around to support it.
And this reversal says, poor people, look, their army. Yeah, poor people, look, their army.
The American people.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Poor people, look, their army. Here, I'll do it again.
The American people.
Yeah, there it is. Got it. Okay, all right. Yeah, well, that's just a congruent reversal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay, all right. So, see the fascist. Next one.
Why I'm speaking against the war. Could it be that they do not know that the good news was meant for all men, for communists and capitalists, for their children and ours, for black and white, for revolutionary and conservative? Have they forgotten that my ministry is in obedience to the one?
And to see the fascist?
See the fascist in America.
I see the fascist.
In capitalist. See the fascist.
Oh, yeah.
See the fascist.
Yeah, seal.
See the fascist.
Yeah. Well, they talk about capitalists forwards and fascists backwards, so, you know, so that's speaks for itself, doesn't it? So,
yeah.
Now, here you go, one that says, serve war, afraid that they know it's all Hun.
To the high grounds of firm descent, based upon the mandates of conscience and the reading of history. Now, of course, one of the difficulties in speaking out today grows out of the fact that there are those who are seeking to equate dissent with disloyalty. It's a dark day in our nation when high-level authorities.
And this one says, serve war, afraid that they know it's all Hun. Right there, I'll do it again. And here you got it slower, I guess. Okay, right in there, I'll do it again. Yeah, all right, okay. Hun, H-U-N. Oh, yeah, it's just like the ancient Huns, hey?
Yeah, another word for Nazi, fascist.
Yeah, that's true, The ancient Huns. And here we've got sight, guns they made.
It will look at our alliance with the landed gentry of Latin America and say, this is not just. The Western arrogance of feeling that it has everything to teach others and nothing to learn from them is not just. A true revolution of values will lay hands on the world order and say of war, this way of settling differences is not just. This business of burning human beings with napalm, of filling our nation's homes and with orphans and widows.
And sight, guns they made. Sight, guns they made.
Sight, guns they made.
Oh, yeah.
Sight, guns they
made. Yeah, nice and clear.
Sight, guns they made.
Yeah, well, I guess they didn't make guns, didn't they? Yeah, I mean, just speaks for itself, really. And here you got one that says, sits in the army.
It's been helped the place to inhabit. But America strayed away. And this unnatural excursion has brought only confusion and bewilderment. It has left hearts aching with guilt and minds distorted with irrationality. It is time for all people of conscience to call upon America to come back home. Come home, America. I call on Washington today. I call on every man.
And sits in the army.
And everything that all sits in the army.
Oh, yeah, right there. Sits in the army.
Sits in the army. Sits in the army.
And here you got it quite slower, I guess.
And mine's just...
And here it is again.
Sits in the army.
Yep, all right, okay. No worries. Yep, okay. All right, what else we got? Some ashame the value.
Side of the world revolution, we as a nation must undergo...
Some ashame the value.
Not some machine the
value. Oh yeah.
Some machine
the value. Oh yeah, that's nice and clear.
Some machine the value.
Yeah, nice and clear. It speaks for itself, doesn't it? So yeah.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, all right, okay. Alright, what else we got here? We got the peace, give peace again.
America has strayed to the far country of racism and militarism. All men are made in the image of God. All men are brothers. All men are created equal. Every man is an heir to a legacy of dignity and worth. Every man has rights that are neither conferred by nor derived from the state. They are God-given. Out of one blood, God made all men to dwell upon the face of the earth. What a marvelous foundation for any home.
And you got the give peace again. Yeah, I would just go with give peace again. That's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Can't get it. No, can't get it. There we go, got it. Anyway, doesn't matter. There we go. Give peace again. Yeah. Gee whiz. He upset a lot of people, Martin Luther King, didn't he? Oh, my God. Yeah, you can't get around saying those sort of things in America. Gee whiz. And here's one that says, then I face evil.
Was all part of it in our fair seemed then.
Oh, yeah.
Was all part of it in our fair seemed then.
Let's see what the forwards is.
Let me say finally that... Let me say finally that... Let me say finally that I pose a...
Anyway, and then I face evil.
Was all part of it in our fair seemed then. The villain our fair seemed then.
Yeah.
The villain our fair seemed then.
Yeah, well, he did face evil, didn't he? He was right up against Washington. Can't get much more evil than that. And here we got one that says, they defend the worker.
As if it was some idle political plaything of a society gone mad on war. And I knew that America would never invest the necessary funds or energies in rehabilitation of its poor, so long as adventures like Vietnam continue to draw men and skills and money like some demonic destructive suction tube. And you may not know it, my friend.
Okay, they defend the worker. Right there. Here it is. Yeah, let me see if I can do it again.
As if it was some idol.
Oh, sorry, lost it.
No curses and the seven little band of worker.
Yeah, there it is, right there. Do it again.
Seven little band of worker. Seven little band of worker.
Well, that's what, yeah, I know. Who's they in this case?
Good question.
Rick? Who's defending the worker? Certainly not. Who was in power then? Nixon, if it was Nixon, it'd be the Republicans. Yeah, well, I don't know. When did Martin Luther, when was he assassinated? It was 68, wasn't it? What year was he assassinated?
Yeah, April the 4th, 1968.
Oh, well, that was still under Johnson, because Nixon didn't take power till January 69. So.
Yeah, it would have been Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah, okay. Right. Oh, we're at the end of a show. All right. No worries. Thanks for being on, Greg. We'll have you on again, mate. Okay? Look after yourself up there in the Riverland. Okay. All right. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll see you all next week. Bye. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celente, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celente has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rentz Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a fantastic Friday all across the globe to all of our listeners. We having a great time down here at Health Masters in Florida, very busy as always. And how are you doing, Dad, over there in Greece right now still?
Oh, I'm doing great, buddy. We're on a different island tonight, and we're off the mainland, and it's really nice here. I mean, it's a lot cooler than it was in downtown Athens, and it's a lot more relaxed. I mean, it's just kind of, there's a long sidewalk that kind of goes through a small town, and it's really, really nice. But I had a friend of mine tonight, a pastor.